Are you feeling miserable? Do you look at pictures and wonder what the heck happened? Are you being told it's your age and that your hormones are out of whack? On today's episode of Just Nicole Life Changes After 40, I'm going to share with you about my health journey and that slap in the face back in 2020 when I looked at a picture of myself and I couldn't believe what I saw. It's after the first of the year and I want to talk about getting healthy because, let's be honest, for some reason, January makes everybody think about getting healthy, but I would love to help you with your mindset to keep yourself healthy all year long. We live in a world of rush, hustle and bustle, driving through and getting food quickly, and then you hit that magic number of 40 and your metabolism just doesn't quite work the same way. I'm sure we can almost all relate to this. Look at a candy bar and gain weight. Eat a cheeseburger and it goes straight to your ass. We've all said something similar, right? But honestly, a lot of us are not really paying attention to the food we're putting in our mouth or how it's prepared. So we feel like shit because we're eating shit. And everyone wants to know why we're getting sick. And newsflash, it's the food. And I know there are a lot of quick fixes like shots and pills that are all the rave right now, and warnings every day on the news, which worry me, about what some people are actually doing to their bodies when they do these fad roller coaster diets. When we take a pill so that we're not hungry, we lose weight, but in the process, we aren't giving our bodies any nutrition, and we're damaging the organs in our body that we need to work and keep us alive for a long time. And if you don't learn to change your lifestyle, you're going to gain all that weight and then some back. So I really want to talk about mindset and lifestyle, purposely thinking smarter about what we're doing to our bodies, learning how to read labels, fueling your body with good food, and cutting out all of the crap. Now, don't get me wrong, I love a cheeseburger, fries, and a cold beer, but the great thing is that we can still eat those things in moderation if we have healed our bodies and have trained them how to work the best for us. How to take that cheeseburger and use it as fuel, and then how to break it down and get rid of the stuff that isn't good for us instead of our bodies holding on to it as fat and inflammation and causing unhealthy gut health. I recently watched a video about this caveman. They didn't know when they would get their next meal, so their bodies would store every meal they ate so that they would have fuel to get them through to the next meal. Our bodies do that same thing now, but that Coca-Cola that you've used as your breakfast and that order of French fries that you inhaled for lunch as you drove through the drive-thru rushing back to the office isn't something we want stored. We want it burned off. In a world where we are in starvation mode or survival mode, our bodies don't know what to do with this foreign food. And the fact that a lot of our food is made with preservatives and artificial ingredients that our bodies don't know how to process. So what happens? The body doesn't know what to do with it because it's toxic. So it causes inflammation and it makes us sick. So we have to train our bodies to get rid of that crap by rewarding it with all that is good. Protein, fruits, and vegetables. And don't forget, you must drink water. I know for me in the past, I could have something yummy like a latte sitting on my desk and I could sip on that all day long. But for some reason, water was just a little bit harder to grab. But friends, we need water. Just like you wouldn't drive your car without putting gas in it because you wouldn't go, you can't expect your body to work without water either. Now, I know I'm not the only person who has ever complained or taken a photo of the 10,000 water bottles on the counter at home. So pick one that's fun and drink water. Add some flavored stevia drops or something that gives your water some fun flavor if that's what you're missing, and drink. And you also need minerals and vitamins. Yes, you can get these through supplements, of course, but the best way to give your body vitamins and minerals is through the foods we eat. A good piece of protein paired with some yummy vegetables and a piece of fruit makes your body happy. But the current lifestyle and schedule that we all have is not conducive to sitting down for three healthy meals, is it? It was 2020 right before we were all locked down, and I was going through some photos on my phone from a recent trip I had just taken to California, and I couldn't believe what I saw. I knew I had gained some weight. I knew that my autoimmune disease was in full force because I was feeling yucky again. I was always puffy. My hair wasn't as healthy, and my skin was giving me fits. But it wasn't until I looked at these photos that I realized how much weight that I had actually put on. And we can all probably remember that moment when we realized it's time to change our lifestyle. We're not going to be around to make those memories that haven't happened yet. To be the best mom that we can be with the energy to do the things we need to do with a clear mind and to be truly happy. We find ourselves at 3 o'clock ready to take a nap and just really not feeling like ourselves. Some of us even feel like we are suffering from depression, and maybe we are. A lot of us blame it on hormones or our age, and some of it could be that. and maybe we are just sick and tired. I know that that's where I was at. And that's when I recalled a conversation I had with one of my customers from the boutique a few years earlier. I had noticed she had visibly lost some weight, and her excitement for this program she did was very evident, so I wanted all the information from her. At that time, we had looked into it, but we weren't really quite ready to make the commitment to the program. But this was the moment in 2020 I decided it was time to look at it again. I was over 30 pounds overweight, and my husband almost 40 pounds overweight. We were both suffering with different autoimmune, cholesterol, and blood pressure issues, and we just felt miserable. So I spoke with him about the conversation I had with that customer a few years earlier, and we decided to go for it. So instead of the COVID 20 everybody gained, we lost it. We learned to appreciate and love a lot of foods that we weren't accustomed to eating before. And we've continued that journey of maintaining a healthy lifestyle so that we're not only looking good, but we feel good. And I think that's the most important thing, because you can be super thin, but very unhealthy if you're not giving your body the amount of nutrients and vitamins it needs to do its job, or if your body isn't healed to work the way it's supposed to. My favorite part about the program was the scan that was performed, which read our bodies entirely to let us know what minerals and nutrients we were lacking, what things we needed to detox, what foods our bodies desired, and even affirmations that our minds needed to hear. You get your mind right, you get your life back. And then it's not just a fad diet, it's an actual lifestyle, because you understand what your body needs, and after you've healed it, you don't want to feel like shit again. And when you eat foods that cause inflammation, you feel it, and you understand that it's the food instead of just accepting that you don't feel well. So friends, stop putting band-aids on your health. So many people just accept what they're told, and it is BS. You can fix your health. If you are somebody like me or my husband who did not want to be on medication the rest of our lives, who knew that there had to be another way, then I would love to help you. You have to repair your body first. So I would encourage you to check out my website at beautifulboutique.net and review a little bit more information about the Zyto scan and the Vitalife program. This program is customized just for you based on the energetics of your body and what it needs to repair itself. I will teach you how to read labels and how to shop the grocery store aisles, because beware, sugar-free is BS. It's a modified sugar, and so a lot of our so-called health foods are actually not so healthy. So it's important to know what those ingredients are and how to read labels. One of the rebuttals I often hear from people is that it's just so hard to eat healthy because it's expensive. And I would agree, it does come with a price to eat foods that have better ingredients in them, because they do cost more than cheap fillers, which started this whole mess in the first place, creating cheaper ingredients to offer cheaper products. However, what does it cost to drive through and grab one coffee? You could get a whole bag of apples for that. What does it cost to drive through and get a combo meal at your favorite fast food restaurant? You could grab a pound of ground turkey, a head of lettuce, and a frozen bag of cherries for that price and make it a meal for 2 to 3 servings versus just that one. So it's really about looking at the cost overall and also the value of what you're receiving, and then meal planning. But most importantly, imagine taking out the cost of unwanted medications, the cost of the brain fog and the inflammation that's causing the aches and pains in your bones, or being unable to sleep at night because your sinuses are inflamed. I could literally go on for hours and hours with the symptoms and complaints that people share with me. That cost way more than groceries. I'd also like to make a quick mention on how important it is to move your body. Find something that makes you happy. It may not be in the budget to go to the gym, or maybe you don't have time to go to the gym. So grab your kids by the hand and put on some music. Dance around in the living room until the giggles knock you to the floor. I love turning on music when I'm preparing supper, even when I'm home alone, and I find myself dancing around just because music is one of those things that brings me a lot of joy. So I'm not only just moving my body, I'm giving myself something to smile about. Or you can park further away from the front door at store, at work, take the stairs instead of the elevator, or every hour set a timer and for just 1 minute do some type of exercise. You could squat, push up on the wall, even do sit-ups. But by the end of the day, those 1 minute activities add up to a lot of movement, and your muscles will prove to you that they feel it. I actually just recently found a great app where I'm able to exercise every morning for just 13 minutes in 10-second intervals, which has helped with the tightening and toning of my skin after the weight loss, but it's given me strength back in my arm muscles. Because ladies, these things start to get weaker, and it's super important to do some type of physical activity to keep our muscles strong, because they will deteriorate if you don't use them. Bones and muscles are just as important, so keep that in mind. but find something that makes you smile. There's absolutely no way I could attend a Zumba class and not leave with a smile on my face. One of my favorite things was attending that class with my bestie Lisa, and we would just keep joking that we're going to start our own Zumba class. So maybe, if you're interested in that, let me know. But seriously, if you're interested in learning more about my health journey with my husband, keep listening because I'm going to be bringing Mark in as my guest. Doing this program is doable on your own, but it is definitely easier with your spouse or your best friend or somebody who can help keep you accountable. So Mark and I are going to talk about our journey and what it was like and how it has changed our lives. Make 2024 the year you take control of your life. Like or subscribe to this podcast to get notified as the new episodes go live every 2 weeks. And feel free to reach out and send me a message. Tell me what you're enjoying and what you'd love to hear. I'd appreciate your opinions and feedback. I'm doing this for you, friends. We're all in this together on Just Nicole, Life Changes After 40. All right, if you've stuck around, you've heard me just talk a little bit about my health journey with my husband and why I'm really excited about helping other people with this journey as well. So Mark is here with me now, and I'm super excited to get talking to him about a little bit more about the accountability partnership that we had with our health journey. But excited to have him on a guest on Just Nicole, Life Changes After 40. So welcome.
Thank you.
All right. Well, like we just shared, for Mark and I, back in 2020, we both were feeling super unhealthy, fat, miserable, both kind of looking at options for medications at the time with blood pressure, cholesterol, and, you know, all the things. Looking at pictures of each other going, when did this happen? How did we get so fat and healthy and tired of it, right? So looking into this program and deciding together as a team to do it together. And I think a lot of husband and wives, you know, maybe aren't on the same page when it comes to health journey. So I think for us, making the decision to do this together was important. I think we could do it individually, but doing it together was probably easier. So for the people who are listening, just kind of want to talk about the accountability piece of it and why you felt like it was something that we should do together and why you yourself wanted to take control of your health.
Well, like Nicole said, we were to the point in our life where we were both busy and active, but we didn't eat very well. When we worked together, it seemed like we were always going out to eat at noon together, and we were never eating very good. Mm-hmm. Just because we were in a hurry and it was convenient. And we got to a point where we looked in the mirror and it's like, oh geez, we're kind of fat and lazy. And I guess for me it was, I do a lot of driving, and I was just having a hard time staying awake when I was driving down the road. And I just felt that, you know, with COVID kind of shutting us down, we have this opportunity to do this together, because it's not something that one person can do. I mean, they probably can, but it's easier for two people to do it. And so I agreed that, yeah, we would do this Vital Life. Didn't know anything about it. But I quickly learned on our first visit that I was fairly unhealthy, and I was probably, 50 something at that time, mm-hmm. late 40s, early 50s. And my metabolic age was 90?
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, I'm not 90. And so I agreed that we should do this, and we did. And it was tough. It was really tough at first. I could have probably tore somebody's head off just because the way we had to change our diet and our lifestyle. But we made it through, and I'm glad we did, because the change in lifestyle, how we felt. What was really neat for me was I had to get all new clothes because all my clothes that I was wearing before were way too big.
Yeah.
Had to put an extra couple holes in my belt. So my belt would fit. But the biggest thing was how you felt, how much energy you had. You know, I noticed that I wasn't tired anymore. I had a lot of energy. I have some young guys that work for me that you know, I always tell them that since I've been on this Vital Life that I think I'm in better shape than you are. I think I could outwork them 7 days a week. And I believe that. So I think just the whole change in how you feel, your energy level, how you sleep at night. I noticed that before we started doing this, I was always waking up at night. Once we got on this program and kind of healed our body and cleansed our body of what was causing issues, just noticed that sleep was better.
I remember you always complaining because your fingers would be numb. Things would fall asleep.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like that's kind of a way that inflammation was attacking your body, because inflammation presents itself in so many different ways. I hear that a lot with people that, you know, I'm sleeping better, I can breathe better, I can taste, you know, all the inflammation that comes in our face, fingers, toes, all the bodies, you know, different parts of the body that react differently. But, you know, you talk about the metabolic age being at 90. And I think the other thing is the visceral fat that people don't really think about. That's the amount of fat that's in our body outside of the subcutaneous layer. Subcutaneous layer is fat we need. Our body needs fat. But visceral fat is in and around all those organs. And I remember your visceral fat being super high. And I think that that's for men or women, I think that's super important to look at. I feel like men carry a lot of their weight in more of the stomach region around the heart and those vital organs. It's like a heart attack waiting to happen. You know, a man of your age and your height having visceral fat as high as it was, you know, could have had a heart attack, you know? So.
Yeah. And I didn't feel bad. I mean, I felt as healthy as I need to be for my age. And I felt like I was the right physique for my height. But when I got scanned or whatever you call that, you know, I was classified as obese, and I'm like, well, I don't want to be obese. Which, you know, it your health is important, I guess. I was never one that ever exercised. I just don't exercise.
You're very active though.
Well, I'm active. But you know, exercise alone doesn't, you might be able to tone your body or lose some weight, but the key with this was to heal our body and feel better and make it long term, that, you know, we lose 20 pounds or 30 pounds, but then we gain it right back. And the first time we did that, because we weren't, I guess, properly.
Well, during COVID, we couldn't go back and finish the plan.
So, you know, we did kind of gain the weight back the first time.
A little bit.
Which we could tell that, you know, once we got to that point again where we were not feeling well, not feeling as well as we had before, not eating as well as we were before, we were smart enough to realize that we should probably do this again.
And I think that that's super important to kind of mention more on, like, so many diets that are currently out there, you lose weight, whether it's quickly or over time, because you're doing something differently, whether it's eating less, maybe doing these pills or shots or whatever is the fad right now, but then you gain it right back and then some. And not being able to complete the plan the way we're supposed to, we found that to be true. So
I never did really look at this as a weight loss deal. I mean, we did, but the biggest thing was how you felt. You know, like I said before, energy level, just better sleep, just better all around health was more important to me than the weight loss. And it was good to lose the weight because that's part of it. But, you know,
being able to, this is something I mentioned earlier, is that you can be thin, but be very unhealthy.
Yeah.
And so being able to learn how to eat, fuel your body the way it's intended to be fueled. You know, all the foods that are processed now, our bodies don't know what to do with it because it's toxic. It wasn't created for our bodies to metabolize. And so it gets inflamed. Our bodies are inflamed because of the food we're eating. And so many people feel sick on a daily basis. And our gut health is so important. I mean, the gut controls everything. And if you're feeding it all these foods that we don't know how to process, our guts get inflamed, our memory is foggy, our joints ache, everything hurts, and we're sick. And so importance of healing our body, I think, is more important than the weight loss 100%.
Yeah. So I guess back to your question was what again?
Well, I mean, that I just really wanted kind of your feeling on the plan itself. But then also, you know, you had mentioned as a couple for us, it was easier to do it together. And like I said, somebody could do this by themselves. It's a lot easier though to have an accountability partner. And so yeah. For me, you know, I loved that you were willing to do this with me and, you know, and then now kind of support me through helping other people do it as well. And I feel like you also share your knowledge with a lot of people who see you and like, wow, what did you do? Because if we love somebody, we want to help them, right? There's so many things that can happen in our futures that we're going to miss if we're not here because of our health. And there's a lot of importance in healing your body and knowing what to eat.
Yeah.
And all that. But the accountability, having each other, working together, planning meals together, helping each other when, you know, I remember in the beginning too, I had a soda addiction. And when you are, you know, ridding your body of sugar, which is super addictive, we could get kind of crabby. And like, what did you say? You wanted to kill somebody? Like, that's kind of how it feels.
But that was short term.
It was short term.
I mean, that was not very long.
No.
Just a couple days is all.
Mm-hmm. But it is kind of funny because it's very true. But yeah, I mean, I think having an accountability partner, and if it's not a spouse, because the spouse isn't somebody who wants to do this, find a best friend or, you know, somebody who can kind of help you and guide you through this and help you with your health journey, because without healing your body, you're going to miss a lot of things.
Yeah. And you know, one thing that we haven't really talked about, and you know, when we went the second time, I believe, to restart or redo another phase, you know, neither one of us are on any medication, high blood pressure, anything like that. I mean, I have a history of high blood pressure and cholesterol in my family. I guess I felt I didn't want to have to be on blood pressure medication, cholesterol medication. Being the youngest of nine, I guess I just have seen my mom and dad and my older siblings, you know, struggle with that. And I assumed that I would be that way too. And I guess that was one reason why I felt this was important to do, because I didn't want to have them issues.
Right.
And I don't think I do. I mean, I have never had high blood pressure, cholesterol.
Yeah, you were borderline having to go on one medication. Yeah. I can't remember what it was. But
that
was
before we did this
Vitalife.
And, you know, I'm certainly not one to say that this is the end all cure all for people, because it's not for everybody. But I think if you can maintain your health and eat right and not be overweight and sluggish, that certainly those things like blood pressure and cholesterol will, you know, will be not an issue.
Right. I think gut health, heart health, there's so many things that can happen in the negative because of the foods that we eat. And a lot of people put band-aids on everything that's going on in their bodies by taking medication that maybe isn't necessary. Obviously blood pressure, cholesterol, it's necessary when you need it. But if you can change your diet, you can heal your body and get off those medications, then obviously that's the end goal. And it was for us. I didn't want to be on medication for my autoimmune disease and decided that if I wanted to get healthy, I needed to change my diet. And again, when we redid this back in January of 23, that's where I was at. Again, I was feeling all the symptoms of that autoimmune disease coming back. And, you know, that's something that kind of worries me too, because I remember, I don't know what year it was, but there was this HCG diet that was going around. Everybody was doing it. And I thought, oh, I need to lose weight. I'm going to try that. And I very strongly believe that that's what triggered my autoimmune disease. I feel like a lot of people carry that stuff inside of their body and it just takes something to kind of kickstart it. And so I'm very cautious now about trying pills or, you know, anything. And so I was reluctant when we first heard about this program, because I had heard about it from a customer in the boutique long before we even started it. And, you know, do we really want to try something that isn't whatever? But learning and knowing what I know today and knowing that it really is a lifestyle change, the benefit of weight loss, but learning how to eat, learning how to read labels, learning how to understand when you go out to eat, if you need to, how to order better. Like, there's so many things that we've learned to live a lifestyle like this, you know, for a long time. And I also want to say too, we still indulge. We still, you know, have a cheeseburger and fries and drink beer and do things, you know, but it's in moderation. And I think for a lot of people, they think that they can just eat like crap all the time and, you know, it's going to work. Well, that's obviously not.
Well, I think
not.
The other nice thing about this program is that if you do fall off the wagon, you know, and revert back to your old habits, that you have the knowledge of what you need to do to reset yourself and get back to where you want to be. It's not, you know, a total failure if you, you know, fall off the wagon and have to completely start over. Once you've done it, you know what you need to put in your body and what you need, how you need to eat, that you can quickly get back to where you're feeling the way you want to feel again.
Yep. Yep. Mark had a little extra fun and
as eating, you know, the way your body needs you to eat.
Right. Cause the holidays were a little, I don't want to say challenging. You just enjoyed the holidays a little bit more. And so we talked last week and you're like, I'm going to reset and get to feeling better again. And I think that that's awesome because it's really that simple, learning which proteins, fruits and vegetables your body needs and making sure that you're fueling it again. So, and that's the one thing that's really cool about this program is that the Zyto scan, which allows us to see which body, well, not body parts, but organs, which organs of our, in our bodies that aren't working properly and how to heal them. There's detox to detox the inflammation, but then also the food list of which fruits, vegetables, and proteins that our body desires, and even affirmation statements, which a lot of this lifestyle journey is mindset. It's mindset of, you know, I want to be healthy. These are the things I need to tell myself on a daily basis. This is what my body wants to hear, my mind wants to hear. So it really is more about lifestyle, our mindset, and knowing how to treat our bodies so that they last for a long time. You know, one of the things that I hear a lot with clients that I've talked to is eating healthy is so hard because it's so expensive. And, you know, for us, I laughed that one time because I hadn't stepped into the pantry for 40 days because everything we needed was fresh or frozen in the refrigerator. But it can get expensive to eat healthy. But I think what's super important to remember is how much that coffee is that you drink, or how much that fast food combo meal cost. Like, I was doing the math and I mentioned it just a little bit ago, but you could literally go to the grocery store and buy a pound of ground turkey, a head of lettuce, and a bag of frozen cherries and have 2 to 3 servings. So you and I could both eat that for the cost of what one combo meal is. So I feel like a lot of people really need to just look at overall, like, you know, what's the cost of medication? What's the cost of being able to sleep at night? What's the cost of, you know, just not feeling well versus spending that money to go to the grocery store and buy the stuff that's good?
Well, it's just hard for people to change their habits and their ways. I mean, it's like, you know, what's her name, Camille or whatever, said in Grand Island that one time when we were there, you know, there's people that have wanted to change or wanted to do this, or but you have to be committed to doing it. And if you're not, you know, she just said it's not, you're not ready to do this yet. And I mean, that's everything from, you know, the food you buy to you have to just want to change how you're doing things and accept that, you know, some things might be hard to do. That excuse of it costs too much to eat healthy, you know, like you said, it costs too much to be in the hospital too, or to be on medication, or to feel lousy every day, unhealthy. So
I'm glad you're my accountability partner. For people who are out there who don't have a spouse or somebody who lives with them, though, I'd really encourage you to just find a friend, find somebody who can help you be accountable, somebody who maybe also needs to get healthy, and be accountability partners to each other, because if there's somebody you love, you want them to live for many years to come, and being healthy is the best gift you can give yourself and to give anybody else that you love. So, well, thanks for being on with me today, and we'll see you at home.
Okay.
Thank you for listening today to Just Nicole Life Changes After 40. If you want to learn more about taking control of your health for 2024, then check out our website at beautifulboutique.net, where you can learn more about the Zyto scan and the Vitalife program, or check out the show notes and you can see all of the social channels where you can find me. Send me a message. I'd love to hear from you. Stay tuned to the next episode.